We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlamagne the guy.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Oh. Guess what day it is?
Pump day?
That's right. 4 days left.
4 days left to what?
To my birthday.
Oh, okay. You're right.
What'd you get me for my birthday?
Not a damn thing. Same thing I get you every year. Love, peace, and happiness. You can get a hug. You know what I'm saying? I hug my brother.
Y'all don't do gifts?
Nah, it depends. You know, I do little things. They don't appreciate nothing I give them, so I stop giving them things. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. That's terrible.
You know what I mean? I got him a mold. I bought him a mold of an ass one time.
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was so nice.
Exactly.
Did you? Was it your ass?
No, that wasn't mine. I ain't that thick.
It wasn't that personal then. It should have been your ass. That would have made more sense.
Yeah, I ain't that thick. But, you know, he didn't appreciate that. So ever since then, I've just been kind of cool on him, you know?
Well, our special guest co-host is back. Don't Call Me White Girl is here.
Good morning, everybody.
How was that ride? And you came from Philly, right?
Yeah, I came from Delaware this morning.
Delaware?
Yeah, it was great. It was smooth.
Okay.
No, New York driving is great.
Okay.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The braids still look fresh.
Thank you. I only lost 3 last night.
You lost 3?
What were you doing?
They dragged me about these braids. We got to talk about it. They dragged me.
Why?
Because when you say, do you want to shout out? I say no. They did not like that.
But
that's what's wrong with us.
No, but you're absolutely right. You paid.
Let's talk about that
for
today.
That service.
Let's please talk about that.
You know what
today.
I'm saying?
Yeah, you paid for a service. Absolutely. That doesn't require a shout out. You don't have to.
Most people aren't influencers or in this game, so they don't understand it. But they thought that was against, like, girl black hole. I should have shouted her out. Regardless if I paid over $1,000.
That's a good topic. We can talk about that later.
Let's please talk about
it. You paid full price.
$1,500.
Paid
$1,500.
You know what I mean? I get it.
Now she just said, you know, like a 1200 and shout me out. You'd be like, all right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's legal. Is it?
On Instagram, I say on the air.
Oh,
right,
right, right,
what are you talking about?
You're right. I don't know if that's legal on air.
Or if
either.
I was in like on the Instagram. Biggest breakfast show in the morning, that would have been.
You got to put hashtag ad.
Oh, hashtag ad.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I think and it's up to you. See, I don't like that sense of entitlement either, though. People think just because you are who you are, they're going to get a shout out.
Right.
That don't mean nothing. No, that's a sense of entitlement. Do your job.
Right.
It's great. I appreciate it. I'll be back next week like everybody else.
Whatever. I'll be back in 2 months.
Two months?
The braider was cool. It was the people. They were just like, I can't believe you. You come from the streets.
Mm. Well,
we're going to talk about it, though.
I'm with that.
All right. Educate the people.
That's a good conversation.
For sure.
Let's get the show cracking. Front page news. When we come back, Tesla and Figaro will be joining us, so don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club on BET. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Our guest co-hosts, Don't Call Me White Girl, is here. And, of course, Tesla and Figaro. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Mona. Beautiful hair, by the way. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, Tez. Now, Tez, they were saying at the U.S. Open, of course, that's in Queens, is where some of the best tennis players around the country come. Usually happens August and September. They're saying that a lot of players are complaining because they said it smells like cannabis. Smells like weed, and there's nothing that people can do because there's a park next door and smoking weed is legal. So they said a lot of players were complaining that it was getting them high as they were playing tennis. I thought that was pretty funny.
Man, knock
is that
it
even
off.
Possible?
I swear.
No, I don't think that's possible.
That's not possible.
No, it's true. They're saying there's a park next door, and I guess.
No, that's possible, but they're not getting high.
No way.
Give a little contact?
Not in open space.
Yeah,
no.
Not from no park.
They were complaining. Now, give us some updates on the hurricanes hitting Florida.
Yeah, Idalia strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane Tuesday afternoon, and the forecast is to intensify quickly into an extremely dangerous major hurricane before making landfall over Florida's Gulf Coast today. Its path is expected to impact a wide central portion of the state, including cities like Tampa and Orlando, before moving along to Georgia and Carolina coast Wednesday into Thursday. At a briefing Tuesday, DeSantis urged people to leave immediately if they were in an evacuation zone. Let's take a listen to his warning.
The National Hurricane Center advisory includes that if this storm hits at high tide, storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet in some areas of the Big Bend. That is life-threatening storm surge. That is storm surge that if you're there while that hits, it's going to be very difficult to survive that. So please take appropriate precautions. Everybody hang in there. This is going to be something that will leave significant impacts, and particularly in this part of the state, you really got to go back to the late 1800s to find a storm of this magnitude that will enter where this one looks like it's going to enter tomorrow. So we don't really have a historical analog in anybody's memory. So it's likely to cause a lot of damage. And that's just the reality. So be prepared for that. Be prepared to lose power. And just know that there's a lot of folks that are going to be there to help you get back on your feet.
All my people down south, hold it down. Florida, Carolinas, hold your head. Like, you know, we've been through this before. But the crazy thing about hurricanes, man, no matter how many times you've been through one, even if you know what to do, if you know how to prepare, you still don't know what the magnitude is going to be when it hits.
Right. This is Tampa's first time getting a hurricane like this. That's what I read. Yeah, Tampa's never been hit like this. That's what I read. I could be wrong.
Damn.
Nah. So definitely take it serious. I lived in Orlando a long time, and people kind of brush that off because you're so used to the weather. So definitely take that serious.
And it's supposed to hit when? Today? Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to fall today, tomorrow.
What's the category again? Did they say
it? It is Category 2. It was Category 2 on yesterday, but they're saying it could possibly be the worst ever. So we'll see. Wow. What it looks like.
I lived through Hurricane Hugo, man. I'm a Hurricane Hugo baby. Charleston, South Carolina. What year was that? 88, 89? I don't remember. 88, 89? I don't remember.
Now let's talk about Biden with these drugs now.
Yeah, President Biden touted the potential cost savings of Medicare's first ever price reduction for widely used prescription drugs. You may have heard many candidates always say they want to lower the cost of prescription drugs. At least you do hear that on the Democrat side. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
You know, and today I'm proud to announce that Medicare has selected the first 10 additional drugs for negotiation under the Inflation Reduction Act. 10 additional. Drugs that treat everything from heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, kidney disease, arthritis, blood cancers, Crohn's disease, and so much more.
Now, the drugs on this list accounted for $3.4 billion in out-of-pocket costs for Medicare patients last year. He noted that he did not get any help from Republicans when it came to lowering the price. This is centered at his reelection pitch, you know, where he's trying to show that he's deserving of a second term because of the work he's doing to lower the costs of these prescription drugs. However, it will not take effect until 3 years, so people won't feel it. Right now in the, you know, current inflation and rising costs, but you can expect him talking about this on the reelection campaign trail.
All right. Well, that is front page news.
3 years? Like, who cares?
I mean, at least in 3 years, people will get some relief. I guess. 3 years.
Mm-hmm. He needs to wake up. He always sounds sleep. Sleepy Joe.
Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Break it up. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Prince Free from Virginia Beach.
757,
Prince
what up, brother?
From Virginia Beach. What's good, family? Look, man, let me get this off my chest real quick, man. Because I got a daughter, she's 20, she's at Norfolk State. Sorry about that, Envy. But anyway, she's in Norfolk State. And, you know, I went up there to go get her, and all these kids is walking with their phones. They're not even paying attention. So every morning, I'll send my daughter this text message, ABC, always be checking, always be careful. And I want to send that out to folks, man, because there's a lot of evil going out there, man. A lot of evil lurking. You know what I'm saying? So my message this morning is to tell these young folks, man, get out of them phones while y'all walking. No place outside. You know how they're standing outside. It's not safe. So I just want to send that message out, man, on my favorite.
You absolutely right. But shouldn't you call your daughter if you're trying to get her to stop looking down at her phone? Why would you text her? Why would you contribute to the problem?
Now, I send that to her before our classes. But, Charlamagne, you're totally right, bro. I do call her. One of the things is with my mental health thing is that we don't call and we don't talk. We're not humanizing things anymore. But you're right. I text and I call.
Word.
But I know that she'd be in class, so that's why I text.
As you should. And shout out to everybody heading to college. Shout out to Norfolk State. Shout out to Hampton, of course, and Virginia State, Virginia Union, all the colleges out in Virginia. Salute to the 757. All right, brother.
No doubt.
He's right. I can't. Yes, sir. Peace, King. I can't stand that either. I hate, like, if I pull up, you know, to pick my daughter up from cheerleading and all the girls are outside looking down at their phone. And pay attention to your damn surroundings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't even see nothing coming.
Yeah. To be aware is to be alive.
That's
baby.
Right.
Hello, who's this?
Envy.
What's up, Trav?
Hey, what's up, sir?
Peace, sis. What's happening?
I'm chilling. Where my girl at? Mona. What's up, Mona?
Good morning. How are you?
Listen, I want you to know, Mona, I have been telling them from the gate to make sure they have you come on.
Thank
and guest
you.
Co-host, yo. And I'm so glad that you up there, yo.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, you definitely got it. I'm calling up this to tell y'all the amazing weekend that I spent with this man this weekend. This little light-skinned tall thing. All right?
Light-skinned tall thing.
DJ Envy. His name is DJ Envy at the car show.
You stuck. Yo, Trav came out to the car show. Trav was having a good time. Yo, Trav, you know Sean Stone came the next day.
You know what it is? Because he's a bitch. He saw me on. He saw me there the day before. And he didn't come that day because he's a bitch.
Damn it, man. He was just supporting me. But Trav, you ain't got to call him a
bitch. Man like that, man. Trav.
No, he's a bitch. I don't like him. Mona, if you talk to this guy named Sean Stone, he's a bitch.
Lord have mercy.
Tell us how you really feel.
Damn, Trav. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. I just appreciate both of them for coming to the car show.
Yeah,
damn.
Why they got that kind of beef? Y'all shouldn't have that kind of beef over a rap battle on the radio now. Cut it out. Both of y'all. That was whack, Trav.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? Good morning. It's Marty Craig.
Marty, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Yo, Envy, I just want to tell you I love you, bro. And I'm feeling your pain with all this craziness you're dealing with. Keep your head up, bro. Don't let them get you down. I know you a good dude. Now, Charlamagne,
yes,
you going to keep your promise? You going to bring me up on the show? I was on Sandra Bookman here and now. I sent you the email with all the information and the pictures. I need you guys, man, for this postal contract. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I remember that you used to, I don't remember. I do remember, but I don't remember. Refresh my memory, Marty.
Remember the brother called? He was having a hard time getting a contract, and
with the post office.
Yeah, with the post office, remember?
And you told me when I spoke to you last time, you said you was going to bring him on the show, and I called out Trav because y'all got him on the show.
Oh, I thought you wanted to raise awareness for the contract you're trying to get.
Right, but you said, I told you, you guys got him up here on the show, but you ain't bring me up, and I've been asking y'all for the longest to do a sit-down so I could talk about
I'll be the first minority. Marty, I'll be lying, man, but listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, I love y'all guys, man. Y'all funny.
I'm going to give you Eddie's email, our producer, though.
All right, we do it offline?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you off air. Eddie, matter of fact, Eddie, right there. Eddie, talk to Marty.
All right. Damn it, man. Well, that's good. You just said you'd be lying.
He's honest.
Dasha, good morning.
Good morning, Envy.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
So I was wondering, I didn't hear anything about the backlash about not shouting out the freighter, but I just heard this morning. What is the problem?
Dasha, your phone sound a little crazy, Dasha. Your phone sound a little crazy. You got us on speaker or something?
I do. Let me get you off.
Thank you. Take us off speaker.
Are you able to hear me okay now, though?
You sound better now.
Okay. So, yeah, that's my question.
That's the problem. Nope, we sound worse now.
She said she didn't hear about the backlash of the braider, but it was mostly on the Breakfast Club Instagram page. If you want to check, I'm dragging me. It's right on the Breakfast Club page.
So, do you think that you should be dragged?
Do I think what, Dasha?
Do you think you should be dragged?
I don't think you should be dragged. But I'm saying, do you think it's a problem with
shouting
the braider out?
No. What I think is most people are commenting. They're not in this game of what I do. I'm an influencer. I'm a comedian. So I do stuff on the internet. You working with me could possibly bring you all kind of clients. So most people
I know. And what would be so bad about that? Why would that hurt you?
Right. And the main thing
is this
that,
the braider?
No. The main thing, and I'm glad you said that, the braider was totally okay with everything. She still got a lot of attention on her page because she has a huge clientele. She has over 100,000 followers, so she was okay with it. But as far as the strangers that don't like what I said, it don't bother me. I've been on the internet for a while, so I'm used to getting dragged. But I feel like, for the most part, people are just ignorant because they don't realize how this game goes. Most of the people making those comments, if they were in my position, they would do the same exact thing. They wouldn't shout the person out if they had the back.
Yeah, I definitely understand. You know, I'm not in that game. I understand where you're coming from, but you know, as black people, you know, what is the point in two sentences? Why do we have to make a profit off of two words? Because, you know, we think.
I don't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, I understand. Sorry, Dasha.
I don't understand what she's saying, but I do know I don't like the sense of entitlement. I mean, would you rather have a shout-out or would you rather have the $1,500 I paid you? If you'd rather have a shout-out, then we need to negotiate that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you get this $1,500 I pay you, I'm not entitled to give you a shout-out. If I had a good experience and I enjoyed your service, mm-hmm.
and I want to, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we'll talk about that next hour. 800-585-1051. You could get it off your chest. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to discuss Paris Jackson. People are mad at her for not shouting out her dad for his birthday. What's
man,
it all about?
Yo, y'all got to stop saying people. This is the internet. I think most of these people are bots. I think most of these people are miserable. They don't have nothing else that's to do with their life. How you going to tell me how to shout out my daddy?
Girl, calm down.
Instagram?
We're going to get you in the rumors.
Because you know, it's sad because people react to the internet. And it's stupid to me.
Girl, calm down.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next. You hear him? Don't call me white girl. You hear him on it? He's going crazy.
So excited.
I'm sad that she felt the need to have to do that on Instagram.
Seriously. We'll talk about it. People don't know what we're talking about yet. We're going to do it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl, with us this morning. And let's get to the rumors.
About time.
I'm from Philadelphia. Don't Call Me a White Girl is more wrapped up in me loving being a black woman versus me not liking white people. So it's just fit. Don't Call Me a White Girl.
This is the rumor report.
Call me a white girl. I'm not white.
Why you being weird to me?
Why you being weird to me?
Some of you say I educate you, which is cool, but I want to make you laugh.
All right, let's just jump right into it. 50 Cent, who's been on tour like crazy, had to cancel one of his shows because extreme heat. Now, he had a show in Phoenix, Arizona, but it's being postponed because they said Phoenix, Arizona is going to be 116 degrees.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And it's too dangerous for people to come out, so they have to postpone that show.
And y'all trying to tell us that climate change not real? Mm. We in a time where people got to cancel shows because it's too damn hot, and y'all telling me climate change ain't real? Okay.
Now, yesterday was Michael Jackson, the legend's birthday, and people were mad at his daughter for not posting happy birthday on social media. So she jumped on social media to explain why she didn't wish her dad a happy birthday.
Today is my dad's birthday, and back when he was alive, he used to hate anybody acknowledging his birthday, wishing him a happy birthday, celebrating it, nothing like that. He actually didn't want us to even know when his birthday was because he didn't want us to, like, throw a party or anything like that. That being said, social media is apparently how people express their love and affection these days. And if you don't wish someone a happy birthday via social media, it apparently means that you don't love them, you don't care about them. There have been times where I don't post anything for my dad's birthday, and people lose their f***ing minds. They tell me to kill myself. Oh, and they're basically measuring my love for my own father based off of what I post on Instagram. So I made you guys a little video.
Paris, you don't have to explain that to nobody. Don't y'all get tired of replying to the internet? Imagine being at home, minding your business, thinking of your dad, probably grieving and celebrating him at the same time, and a bunch of people you don't know, you never met, never going to meet, start asking why you didn't shout your pops out, and you reply?
That's
man,
crazy.
Kiss my ass. Why would I ever reply to y'all?
You know what just occurred to me?
What?
Mike J was a Jehovah's Witness. They don't celebrate birthdays.
That's right.
That makes total sense that she would acknowledge it. That's so stupid.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness, too.
Yeah, there's no birthday, no Halloween, no Christmas for,
that's
the,
right.
for the witnesses. Shout out to the witnesses that's going door-to-door right now.
That's right. Paris.
It's too early to go. They're not
No,
seven.
They out. Seven they out. Shout out to the witnesses.
Not on
out
a Wednesday.
With the sun beating back.
Field services
now, I don't know
on
what day
Saturday.
It is, but shout out to the witnesses either way.
Yeah, field services on Saturday.
Okay.
Paris, you don't owe those people a damn thing. Stop giving the internet all that energy, man. Turn your phone off. Walk away. These people are energy vampires. They feed off that moment. You know what I mean? And when you reply, they won.
Mm.
Now imagine, girl, that gonna piss y'all off, man.
Is that a win if you reply?
Yes, it's a win for them bums that's online, them energy vampires. Yes.
She ain't got to explain nothing to nobody.
Nothing.
That's her dad. She ain't got to explain ish.
That Mona just said, Michael Jackson grew up Jehovah's Witness, didn't like people acknowledging his birthdays because he probably didn't celebrate
right.
birthdays. I don't know, you know, but that's usually what happens in Jehovah's Witness households. But either way, that's still my daddy. I don't owe y'all an explanation as to why I didn't post on social damn media.
Correct.
Crazy.
Come on, man.
Now, Nicki Minaj, she was on Instagram Live yesterday, and Justin Combs jumped in the comment section. And then she remembered one time where Diddy and his baby mama, Misa Hylton, shout to Misa, was upset with her.
Yeah, what was that like, me being your sweet 16 date? I know I was mad late, and I can't remember much, but I felt like I just knew, like, that Puffy and Misa was so mad at me. I could feel it, and I was so mad at myself because all of the dresses that I had been, like, trying on that day, I hated it. I hated every single one. I felt horrible, y'all. I felt really horrible. But I can't believe till this day that I went with him to his sweet 16. He said it was a movie. And remember, he was trying to get cute in the limo, y'all. And I was like, who is she talking to, boy?
So it didn't matter her because she was late.
Yeah, she was late.
Mm.
Yeah, she was late for the sweet 16. She said she had to try on a bunch of dresses. Yeah, that was, yeah.
That's super lit.
How old was Justin? How old was Nicki that time? And Nicki was on fire that time. Could you imagine?
I didn't know boys get sweet 16.
How much you think that was?
Oh, that was for the love, probably.
Oh, please, Charlamagne.
It was MTV Super Sweet 16.
Come on,
oh,
she
yeah,
got
they
paid,
probably
baby.
Paid her.
Yeah.
It was, that was for the love. I'm sure Nicki did that for
please.
The love.
Please.
It depends. Where was Nicki at in her career then? I don't remember.
I think Hard You Could Buy Barbie. Nicki been high from the door.
That was 2010.
Oh, so she was just getting started then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when do boys, I didn't know boys get Sweet 16. We get Sweet 16.
On MTV, you do.
Now, boys don't usually get Sweet 16.
Yeah, I ain't never knew men get Sweet 16s. Young men get Sweet 16s.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines and have a discussion. 800-585-1051. What's so funny?
What you laughing at?
I'm just stupid. Don't listen to me.
We know that. What you laughing about? What?
I want to know. We want to know.
That was just like a Sweet 16 is a verse from Lil Nas X, but that's just thinking in my head. Don't worry about it. I shouldn't even have said that out loud.
That's a good one.
I know,
you might get canceled, but that's a good
kept
one.
It to myself.
Cut it out.
That was actually good. Give him a rim shot.
I should have kept it to myself.
No pause, but
it was just in my brain.
All right, now let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. All right, now, people are mad at Don't Call Me White Girl. She's our guest co-host. People are mad at Mona because yesterday we were talking about her braids. She said it took her 16 hours to get it done. She paid the person that braided her hair $1,500, but she didn't shout the person out. And people were mad that you didn't shout the person out. So the question is 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls. Should she have shouted out the person that braided her hair, even though she paid full price to get them
and
done?
You better not fold either, Mona. You better not fold and shout her out.
I already shouted her out. It's too late.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it when we come back. And then we got front page news. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlay, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Morning, everybody. It's DJ ENVY, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our special guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl, here. Let's get to front page news. I just want to salute to, I know this is a tough one for me. They made history this year. Howard University swim team just won first ever championship in 30 years. So shout to all the HBCUs and, of course, Howard University swim team. I just thought that was dope. I read about that this morning.
Drop on the clues bombs for the real HU, Howard University.
Watch your mouth. I didn't say real HU.
Why is that a tough one for you?
Because, you know, I went to Hampton, the real HU.
So I know. But
that's why it's a tough one, because I knew some bum ass was going to say, that's the real HU.
I went to South Carolina State. So.
No, you did not go to South Carolina State.
I got an honorary degree from South Carolina
State. That's not
State
going,
University.
Man.
Did you? That's
yes.
So cool.
And my mother's alma mater.
He did not go.
Yes, you did.
But he has this little thing.
Paid for it.
And my other mama, Miss Brevard, Miss Nicole Brevard, went to South Carolina State. So I'm South Carolina State all day.
I toured, you know, Hampton. I almost went to Hampton. It was this close.
What happened?
You couldn't drive on your first year. I went to prison. It's a long story. Okay. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, damn.
Still got an education.
Yeah. A little bit.
But you couldn't drive in prison either. So what?
I know. Go to court. Listen, if you don't go to school,
all right,
end up in jail.
Now let's start, Tez. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, once again, this is, I really want to hear you guys, your take on this. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy suggested that colleges should screen applicants based on their physical fitness. So we were just talking about college, so this is a perfect story. His comments follow a decision in June by the Supreme Court to strike down affirmative action by U.S. colleges where the race of applicants is considered in their applications in an attempt to benefit those from minority ethnic backgrounds. So he said there's a simple way forward that will drive excellence and diversity among talent, and he suggests that they should add a physical fitness section to the SAT instead of just math and reading. He believes that you should have the students do push-ups, pull-ups, a possible 30-foot shuffle run, and a V-sit reach to test their flexibility, and a one-mile run. So instead of affirmative action, he's saying, that's, see if you can insane. Run a mile, and we can add that. This is the most craziest thing I've heard.
What about the handicapped kids?
We'll be crazy.
Well, what's the context? What's the correlation between that and going to college? Like, I don't understand. Like, what did he say? He didn't just say you should take a physical fitness test. Like, what's the correlation?
That's what he just said. That ain't no correlation. That's the reason we make this story most sense. I think it's a dog whistle, to be honest.
You don't like overweight people.
In what way a dog whistle?
Well, I think it's a dog whistle because when you're saying, because again, the affirmative, and again, based upon his consistent comments on affirmative action and black folks and, you know, people of color, when you're saying, hey, you know what? I know we don't want to consider your race when it comes to getting in college, but hey, you know, can you run a mile for us? You know, can you do a couple of push-ups?
That girl's,
you know,
well, that don't make no sense, because roughly 2 out of 3 U.S. adults are overweight or obese. So
yeah,
that's
40%.
69%. No, 69%.
Really?
So that ain't just black people.
Oh, no, well, listen. It said 40% of Americans age of, I think, 18 to 29, 40% are overweight.
Oh, I thought, no, it's higher than that.
It's harder?
Yeah, 69% of Americans are obese.
Nobody going to college.
That's what I'm saying. He should have said that about running for president.
I think the dog whistle has merit. I do. I agree.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's giving a slave auction block to me. I mean, that might be extreme, but you know, the physical fitness of I don't like it. I don't like the way it feels.
Charlamagne got a point.
He should have said that about running for president.
That's right.
Trump would have to drop out.
Biden definitely can't run a mile.
It actually is a part of he's getting it from the presidential alleged physical fitness, you know, requirements. So
what you mean? There's no way Biden can run a mile.
There's no way Chris Christie can run a mile.
Trump can't walk a mile. But he said he was. So there's a lot to unpack with that alone. But Charlamagne, you don't think that's a little bit of a dog whistle? You don't agree with Mona and I?
No. Because obesity is not just a race problem. Like literally two out of three US adults are overweight or obese.
Yeah, he's not talking about obesity, though. He's just saying this is a bit. He's correlating this to affirmative action. He's not talking about obesity. He's saying if you can't get in, if you don't get privilege based upon your race, run a mile.
I thought y'all was saying that people who aren't physically fit, like,
yeah, that's what I thought it was. Couldn't go to college.
That's the way I took it. The way you described it, I take it as if you can't run a mile, you're not physically fit.
No, he's correlating this to affirmative action. Since they've taken affirmative action out of the colleges, he's saying the best way to, make it even is to have those students who would benefit from affirmative action,
jump higher, run
which
faster.
Are black people and people of color, to run a mile. And
you don't think that black people are more physically fit than the average?
Yeah, but that's why I feel like it gives the slave auction
that's
thing.
That's the point.
You know what I mean? Right. Almost like if you can work for...
But we can run them out.
Right, because if you can make our teams win, then now you can go. That's slave auction. They don't get paid. You know what I mean?
I'm confused. I'm not
okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I'm confused.
We're gonna break it down to Charlamagne later.
I would think we would excel.
You can't get in because you're black, but you can get in if you can run and jump. So like now you can play. Right now you can play for our teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why she said
slave.
You still want to go to college? Run.
That's a dog.
That's a dog.
Yeah, I think that's
crazy. I didn't understand it like that at first. That's wild.
I think that's a reach on our part.
You think
for
so?
The dog with support?
I agree. Especially if it goes with the minority thing. That's why it makes it a dog whistle.
Yeah, it's just minorities. It's just people are affected by affirmative action. They're not saying everybody run. They're just saying you.
Us, right.
That's
not what
he's
saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
What?
If you can't
get in. That's what we're saying. Biblical Ramsey thinks college applications should include a 1 mile run.
No, affirmative action, Charlamagne. He's saying in order to make it even for diverse, he's literally saying for diverse candidates. Mm. He's saying in order to make it, since we took out affirmative action for diverse candidates, let's just make them run. Let's right. just add
you
this
can't get in because you're black anymore, so now you can get in if you run faster, jump higher.
Right.
That's not a dog whistle. That is a total dog whistle.
That's a total dog whistle.
And that's
whistle.
How they're getting down right now. You got to pay attention because that's how everything is real insidious now. It's like out in the open, but it's sneaky. It's weird.
Yeah. Right. Like, well, you know, they say y'all can run really good. Right. You know, so that's what I'm saying. On the slave auction, when they look at your physical fitness. Yes.
It might be a dog whistle, but boy, we'd win that. We'd win that a lot.
We'd win it hands down. We know that.
We would be getting in college like a mother effer. Y'all, we'd be getting in college like a mother effer.
On the upside, we in there,
they'll be begging to do it about race again.
Right.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Tez.
No problem.
And make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow at Tesla and Figaro on all social media platforms.
All right. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Mona's here. Don't call me white girl. Yesterday, you guys flooded her page. She said yesterday she got her hair braided. It took 16 hours and it looked so nice, but she didn't shout out the braider and people were mad. They were upset. They were pissed.
Man, if you don't tell them, people kiss your ass.
800-585-1051. Should she have shouted out the person that braided her hair? I mean, she paid full price. $1,500. She paid $1,500 to get it done. Should she have shouted the girl out?
No.
Or was that her option?
She should have done whatever she chose to do.
But we'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl,
good
here.
Good morning.
Now, if you're just joining us, yesterday we started discussing Don't Call Me White Girl, Mona's her name, her hair. And we said it looked nice, and she told us it took 16 hours to get done, and it cost $1,500, and it lasts 2 hours. And yesterday...
16 hours.
I said 16 hours, did I?
You said it lasts 2 hours.
No, it lasts 2 months.
2 months.
It lasts 2 months. So yesterday, she had an opportunity to shout out the braider, and she didn't shout out the braider.
She said, "Call me. Don't call me for a shout out," is her new name.
So people were mad. They were, spamming her comments and really upset about that.
Oh, God.
They were pissed.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, should she have shouted out the person that braided her hair? So Charlamagne says no.
And Mona, what do you think?
Ultimately, I feel like, you know, first of all, I'm into promotion and advertisement. I am an influencer. I'm a self-built influencer.
And a part of what I do is I promote people and I shout them out and I market. I don't think people understand how important it is to advertise. We got this huge boom of black boom of entrepreneurs and I love it, but I don't think people understand that you have to allot some kind of budget to promotion. And when you do, you might pay somebody like me to promote your services. Long story short, if I get your services and I pay, I typically do not shout you out. Now, if I have a super califragilisticexpialidocious experience and I want to talk about it, I will do so, but I do not owe you that. And that's a conversation I have before I get said service, whether it's a maid service cleaning the crib or it's a massage. We have a conversation. And to be honest, this is the first time of me paying for my hair in 4 or 5 years. People don't really charge me for hair. If anything, people pay me to do my hair to get their name out there a little more. For the most part, a lot of y'all speaking on stuff that you just don't know. I understand ignorance is bliss, but in the game I'm in, that's just how it goes, baby. Well, it's either or.
If ignorance is so bliss, how come more people ain't happy then? Because there's a lot of ignorant mother out here. But everything she said is absolutely right. Mona, you don't owe them people nothing. You don't owe that woman nothing. You paid her full price, as you said. If you like her services, if she made you feel good and you feel like shouting her out, you do it. But this sense of entitlement where people are doing things for folks and expecting shout-outs on Instagram or social media, or if you're on the radio or podcast and they're expecting that, I don't respect that in any way, shape, or form. And the services I tend to shout out are services I know that can be beneficial to other people.
Other people, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? At this point in my life, it's cardiovascular test and, you know,
mental health stuff.
Mental health and colonics. Not colonics. Colonoscopies.
Colonics,
too, though. I had a good colonic a couple of years ago. I did.
You like it? I want to get a colonic.
You never had a colonic?
I never had a colonic.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's good. I don't know if it actually, is there any health benefits to it?
No.
But boy, after you get off that table and you sitting on that toilet and that first dump.
Well, okay.
Charlamagne sent the doctor flowers after.
All right.
So into
well,
it.
You know, whatever. Yeah. Well, you know, thanks for that.
You know what's interesting, though?
What?
You know what feel better than the colonic?
What?
I don't want to know.
That prep the day before the colonoscopy.
Okay.
It's rough.
Oh.
But yeah, don't nothing empty your stomach and flatten you out like that prep before that
this
colonoscopy.
This is more left. I think we should circle back around.
The butts. We were talking about your hair.
We're shouting out services.
One thing I will say is the braider, I want to make that clear. The braider was happy with whatever happened. She was happy her braids were even on the show. She does really well. She's
happy she got that
following.
1500.
Of course, and you know, like I said, she's a businesswoman. We discussed it before. Her books, she's booked in me. So me shouting her out probably could have gave her influx that she might have couldn't handle or didn't even want right now. So I want to make that clear. She didn't feel entitled. She was okay with everything. She even caught the joke or the laughy part about it. It was the people, especially you Breakfast Club followers on Instagram. Y'all were grinding the girl up. Okay?
Did you shout her out? You said you shouted her out on Instagram?
I might shout her out a little bit.
Go ahead and shout her out now.
Braids by Nay out of Philadelphia on Germantown Avenue. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to my girl. She's a beast. And y'all can't get in anyway. She booked.
But at the end of the day, I'm with y'all. If I pay for a full service, that doesn't entitle me. I don't have to shout you out.
Right.
I can if I want to. But if I pay full price, I'm paying for full price. And like you said, people pay for you to shout them out.
That's what we do,
they,
baby.
They pay for you to shout them out on Instagram. They pay for you to visit their store. They pay for you to do a lot of those things. And unless you're giving me a discount, I don't owe anybody anything. That's how I feel. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Constance.
Hey, you think
hey, Constance?
Don't call me white girl. Should have shouted the lady out.
No, my thoughts are the $1,500. Is that what she paid?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the shout out. First of all, you pay way too much money. I don't know what's going on with these stylists with these and these prices. That's freaking crazy. But if you bow down and decided to shout out because a bunch of strangers, then you the fool. No offense.
That's right. Tell her again.
That's ridiculous.
Because she did it twice.
If you bow down and you shouted her out, then you the fool.
Tell her again. I'm with you.
She didn't call me a fool twice. Yeah, don't let Charlamagne gas you, man. Slow down with that fool, B.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is TK. How you doing?
Good, TK. You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted out her braider?
Yeah, she should have shouted her out, man.
Why?
Should have shouted her out. Just on the strength that it could change, it could have really changed her life. It could really help her.
Not like $1,500. Not like $1,500.
The money gonna run out, though, Charlamagne.
And that's her fault. If she charged people $1,500, which I'm hearing is too much.
It's not too much.
It's not too much.
That's not too much for 16 hours.
Look at these braids, though. For real, come on.
So $100 an hour,
basically on your feet.
So how many of those she probably do a day? No, she can only do one a day.
Probably one a day, man.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
What you talking about? That's like,
it's 2023. These braids were $200-$300 back in the day. It's 2023. That's about right.
1500 don't seem like a lot. Now that Charlamagne.
16 hours straight.
That's $9,000 a week. If she do four. Five heads.
And my girl living good, baby. My girl is very successful.
If she does four a day, that's 6,000 a week.
She can't do four a day.
No, I mean, said four a week, I said.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just say she does five, that's 7,500.
Wait a minute. She has a person that braids them down, so it's two of her, so she has to pay that person. She has an assistant, and she needs that help. Count that in, too.
Either way, if she do six, if she do one a day for 6 days.
She can't do one day. She'll be beat.
She probably takes Sunday off. That's $9,000 a week.
She do four a day. That's 6,000 a week.
The girl living well. She's a very successful black woman.
She do four a week. That's 24,000 a month.
Has a beautiful family. Like,
see?
You know, she doing well. And she knew. We had a conversation. She knew full well what was going on. And she was like, oh, that's cute. Breakfast Club, that's great. I want, you can pay me by Apple Pay. Cash.
That's right. That's right.
And I respected it. Didn't play with her, paid her before she even started.
Jessica.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted her out?
Okay, I respect that she paid $1,500, but I feel like because she said, yeah, I'm going to be on a Breakfast Club and the girl was hard to get into, then maybe she should have said something, but I still respect that she paid $1,500. And she took no breaks, so yeah, I feel like she should have called her out.
Man, please. You pay for a service. Mm-hmm. So basically what they're saying is every service that we pay for throughout the day deserves a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like, why does this, what service did this woman provide that's any different than any service that we're going to do today?
Car wash guy, Chick-fil-A person,
word.
Takeout guy, Uber DoorDash driver. Guy,
word.
All that.
Yeah. No, people doing services, we paying our money, that's that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what else I feel? I feel like
what's that?
When you are on a come up like I was, as far as building myself on social media, people watch you and they feel a part of that. And it's like, for me, a lot of my appeal is that I am relatable. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, don't forget about us. We put you on, which I could kind of understand. But I think the part that they don't understand is I can remember distinctly not asking. Like, I'm not in y'all DM saying, hey, give me a shot. I waited my turn. I did my thing because I know that I would be visible if I did well. Mm-hmm. You manifest things, you pray, you do right by people, good things come to you. I am an example of that, but I owe no one because nobody put me on. Nobody.
All right.
You know what I mean?
800-585-1051. People were upset with Don't Call Me White Girl yesterday because we were talking about her braids and she didn't shout out the braider. Now, the braids took 16 hours. She paid $1,500 and she didn't shout out the braider. People were like, you should have shouted out that braider girl. That's not right. We upset with you. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, people are mad. Don't Call Me White Girl. Yesterday, we talked about her braids. 16 hours to do these braids. She cost her $1,500. They last 2 months long, but she didn't shout out the braider, and people are upset about that. William, what up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. What's your thoughts, brother?
Hey, oh, I ain't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm dropping myself off. Hey, look, nah, she not wrong. She not wrong at all. First of all, let me say that. She not wrong. The hairdresser should have been more business-minded and took that 16-hour L for the free.
No.
For the shout-out instead.
I disagree with that, too.
Why not?
Because, as Mona said, you know, the woman is in high demand. You know what I'm saying? She's a very well-known braider. She's hard to even get into. Mm-hmm. 16 hours. I don't want no damn shout out. I want my money.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, that's cool too. But that's for the people who talking though. So she wanted her money. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people who talking, they just talking for talk's sake anyway though.
That's right. And we gotta stop listening to them.
Yep.
Put Young Miami's daddy in their mouth.
What?
That's what we gotta start telling these fools on social media.
What is wrong with you?
I like his energy.
You real kinky this morning.
Yeah, colonics.
Butts, mouths, penises. Hello, penises. Who's this?
I like it.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Hi, this is Misha.
Hey, Misha. Don't call me white girl. Shout it out, the hair braider.
No, I think that these hairdressers need to relax. Like, if I pay for a service, you give me a service. I didn't pay for to be a promoter. Now, if you're going to give me a discount, then yeah.
Well, it wasn't the hairdresser. The hairdresser wasn't asking for
the
shout-out.
She was good. It was the people, Misha. It was the people more. I'm pissed.
Jade. Hello?
Yep.
Hey, good morning, Jade.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Do you think she should have shouted out the hairdresser?
No, she paid full price, so she's not obligated.
You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. This is why I love doing radio. The reason I love doing radio...
It's different.
It's real people. Them people on social media ain't real people.
Charlamagne think y'all robots.
I really do.
Hello?
Hey, they're nice.
Elroy. One second, right?
What's going on?
Who you talking to, Elroy? Who in the background?
I was talking to my granny. Taking it to the eye doctor and my son's in the car. I got to take him to school.
You sound like you smoking. You sound like you smoking right now.
He's smoking with his granny. I hope he ain't smoking with his granny.
Nah, definitely not.
So, Elroy, what you think, brother?
Nah, I don't think she was wrong. For once, he paid $1,500 for a head. Most of the people asked him about it, not even going to pay $1,500.
That's $1,500 first thing.
Yeah, most people ain't paying $1,500 for a head.
I wish it was $1,500 here out there worth it. And I might pay, to be honest.
Tierra, good morning, Tierra.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you feeling?
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, Tierra.
I love you, girl.
Thank you. I love you too, baby.
Okay, so this whole thing, right? With the voter. So it is your decision whether or not you want to propose to her. But considering the fact that you could literally change somebody's life with this and shout out, and if you think that you did a really good job, if you could have shouted her out, but at the end of the day, it's still your decision on something which you put on more fight.
Y'all understand what she said?
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
She said if my shout out could change her life, then
you should have shouted her out.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, like you could put somebody on.
What do you think?
Yeah, but this hairdresser up though, based off what yeah, don't call me white girl.
Even if she wasn't, what I want you to know, Tierra, is that she had that option. So let's say she wasn't there. If it was a life changing thing, maybe she should know that and she would make that decision by, you know, just willing and dealing. You could have went half.
Jay.
Yo.
Yo, what you think? You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted out that hair braider, bro?
Nah, I don't think she had to. I don't think it was her responsibility to shout her out. But what I do think is that you guys probably kind of set her up and made it seem like she had to, because when she picked her up there, she was on her feet for 16 hours, no break. And the situation is, and then y'all asked her, well, do you want to shout her out? Her response to, hell no, I don't need to shout her out. That's what I think people got mad at. She ain't entitled to shout her out, but it was the response.
Okay.
I thought that response was very valid, because Mona said she didn't say, hell no, I'm not going to shout her out. She said, hell no, I paid for this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Being that she paid full price, she understands her value and her worth and what her words mean. And she knows that, you know, shouting people out is an endorsement.
Why is her product more special than mine, or important than mine? If my product is promotion and her product is braiding, then why should her product come before mine? We both have children. We both have families. We both have goals.
That's right.
All
right.
Well, what's the moral of the story? That is the moral?
The moral of the story is gratitude begins where a sense of entitlement ends.
That's a good one.
That's what the moral of the story
Poetic, Charlamagne. Put that on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Plies. Plies is mad at somebody. We'll tell you who when we come back. It's The Breakfast.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Well, good morning. Have a show, guys. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have our special guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl, with us this morning.
Good morning.
Oh, no.
How y'all feeling?
I'm blessed,
feeling
black, and highly favored.
Great.
Now tell them what you got coming up with your Mental Health Alliance.
Expo. Oh, yeah. October 7th is my third annual Mental Wealth Expo. It's going down at the Marriott Marquis Times Square right here in New York City from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a day of mental health education, mental health and healing education, man. It's a free event. You know, some of the best mental health experts, you know, mm-hmm. Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, Dr. Rita Walker, Dr. Jay Barnett, the good sister Michelle Williams is going to be there. You know, she's a mental health advocate. Carson Daly, another mental health advocate. My man Brandon Marshall, Angela Rye, psychotherapist Elliot Connie. Like, we have a lot of resources for you to take in, man. And it's a free event. Just go to mentalwealthexpo.com. Okay, mentalwealthexpo.com for more information on that. Once again, it's a free event. It's open for all ages. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 7th at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
All right.
Yes.
Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to discuss Plies. Plies is going off on somebody. We'll tell you who it is when we come back, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl. She's with us this morning. And let's get to the rumors.
It's about time.
I'm from Philadelphia. Don't Call Me a White Girl is more wrapped up in me loving being a black woman versus me not liking white people. So it's just fit. Don't Call Me White Girl.
This is the rumor report.
Call me a white girl. I'm not white.
Why you being weird to me?
On the Breakfast Club.
Some of you say I educate you, which is cool, but I want to make you laugh.
Now, Plies went off yesterday. Now, this is all because of Carl Sledge. Now, Carl Sledge, he's a volunteer high school football coach in Georgia. He's being charged with simple battery after punching a player. Somebody recorded it. Looks like they was in practice, and he was explaining to the player something. And I'll just say allegedly punched the player in the stomach. Well, Plies went crazy and said, "You passing down trauma."
I don't know if this was high school coach, little league coach, but it don't even matter. You out here who coaching little league, high school, even at the collegiate level, man. If you got to put your mother hand on somebody's chair, you need to be doing something else. Mad at these mother because you done failed that life. And you want to act like you making a mother tough. 40, 30, 50 some mother years old, talking to these little ass kids, 9, 13, 15, 16 years old, like they mother grown.
Thoughts?
I agree. I think it's a thin line between trying to enforce toughness and just being like abusive, borderline abusive. I also feel like there is some situations where some of these guys are trying to live vicariously through their kids or their, you know, their teams that they run or whatever. But also, this is coming from a place of a person that has never played organized anything.
Me?
Ever. I'm just being real. You know what I mean? So I could be ignorant to how it's supposed to go, Charlamagne.
I agree with what Mona said when she says the thin line between teaching somebody how to be tough and how to be abusive. But these coaches historically have been like that. I don't know about punching a kid in the stomach, but you know, they are aggressive. They do yell. They do talk loud.
Yeah, scream, grab
and
the kids
up. And I don't like when Ply said that they failed at life. He didn't fail at life. He's a coach.
Yeah,
I'm not failing at life.
Having two boys that, you know, one played football on a high school level.
One that big enough to beat you up.
Shut up.
Logan. And dropping a clothes bomb for big Logan.
Oh, my goodness. And the other one that's starting to play football now, it's, like you said, it is a thin line. Punching the kid in the stomach, I think you cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yelling, screaming, yoking him up, pushing him to do better. I don't have a problem with none of that.
Has that ever happened to you as a father where one of your boys come to you and say, "Yo, he's being too rough. He did da da da," and you say, "No, he's trying to, this is for your own good." Has that ever happened?
I've never had a coach punch my son, though.
Of course.
Yeah, but the coaches are hard on the kids. They're hard on all the kids out there. But I'm also a dad that's usually out there.
Okay.
So 9 times out of 10, when you're out there, coach ain't
going
to do that to your kid. But
that's a
and
fact.
That's why I feel like Plies is blurring the lines. Like, punching the kid in the stomach, that's totally unacceptable.
Correct.
Right? But as far as coaches being tough and being aggressive and, like, maybe even yoking your kid up every now and mm-hmm. then and telling them, get your head in the game or get it together, focus, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that, but the physical punch is the problem.
That's the problem.
But getting the kid, you know, energetic and focused and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do to get to that next level, if the kid wants to get to that next level, because sometimes you need that push. Sometimes you need somebody in your face telling you what you're doing wrong, because especially at that age, most of these kids feel like they know it all anyway, because I thought I knew it all. I'm sure y'all thought y'all knew it all. And sometimes you need somebody to give you that proper guidance. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Punching is a little too far.
Punching is a lot far.
One more question. As a parent, have you ever, because you are a parent that's on your outside, which is a total different vibe mm-hmm. when you're outside, and you're also DJ Envy, but mm-hmm. have you ever saw where you felt like a coach went too far with another kid?
A coach punched Envy in the stomach one time. Told him to sit his stupid ass down.
Coach never punched me in the stomach.
Like these dudes.
Nah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I mean, but you know, it's like you said, it is a thin line, because sometimes some of these kids need that. You mm-hmm. know, some of these kids don't have that a father figure
they
in their life sometimes.
Dad, right.
So sometimes they talk back. Sometimes they get a little smart. So sometimes
coaches are aggressive,
yes,
especially in sports like football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't like Plies saying that the coach failed at life. That's not true. And he said he didn't even know what the coach coached, whether it was high school, college. He didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coaches are necessary out here. Like,
don't say you know what he was talking about, though, about the guys that didn't do well. And I think that's more of a father-son thing versus a coach.
But even if you're a coach, you're still doing well at life. You're a coach. You're a football coach. You're doing what you love to do, which is pouring back into these kids. You can't tell them people that they failed at life.
All right.
I didn't agree with that.
Well, Jay-Z returned to Instagram. You know, he goes to Instagram probably once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it was to promote a new movie called The Book of Clarence. All right. Now, he's executive producer on the project. And it stars Lakeith Stanfield. It's the cast in the biblical film as a Messiah inspired by Jesus. It also stars Tiana Taylor. So he jumped on Instagram to promote that and said it's hitting theaters nationwide on January 12th.
That sounds different.
Now,
Travis Clark. What was that? I'm with that, by the way. Well, we got a
trailer.
Okay.
I'm not a man without faults. I played the cards I was dealt.
In spite of your selfish ways, there is a beautiful soul in there somewhere.
Jesus of Nazareth.
You can't even buy power like that.
I want to be like that now.
Knowledge is stronger than belief. God sent me to deliver his message. I am your new Messiah.
The last time Jay-Z did that was The Harder They Fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great movie.
That was a wild trailer. Prince and Jesus. Wow.
Prince, I ain't hear Prince.
I will die for you plays in the background.
Oh. Okay.
Come on now.
I'm here for that though, because salute to James Samuels, aka The Bullets. You know, he also did The Harder They Fall with Jay-Z, and that movie was great. So, I'm expecting the same from the Book of Clarence.
And lastly, Travis Scott announced his upcoming Utopia tour. And people are talking because it's a 26-stop tour from Charlotte, Raleigh, Dallas, Kansas City, Denver, Vegas, Oakland, L.A., New York, Brooklyn, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit. People are saying that he hit all those cities, but he did not say Houston. And people are concerned and say, why isn't he going back to Houston? You know, and they make it a big thing. But who knows why he didn't go
to
Houston.
People are always concerned about something.
Why would he go back to Houston?
I'm sure he'll do Houston.
Well, that's his hometown, but I'm sure he'll go.
But that's where it happened, right?
Right, but also he might have a contract because he does his Astroworld festival every year. So maybe he's doing Astroworld, but you don't know. But people are assuming because of the incident that happened, he's not coming back to Houston. But let that man tell you why he's not coming to Houston. I'm sure he'll have a date in Houston.
I'll be there.
All right, and that is your rumor report.
You're going to tell that lie on the radio?
Yeah, I like Travis.
Where you going? Which one? You going to the Philly show?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Charlamagne, we get that down. Continue.
Man, four after the hour, we need this woman from Florida named Renee to come to the front of the congregation. I have so many questions. I have so many thoughts. I don't even want to tell y'all what she did. Just come. Just join us. Hee Haw Missionary Baptist is open. Okay. 4. Please just join us.
We'll get to that next. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The darkest evil in the Conjuring universe returns in The Nun 2. The sequel to the worldwide phenomenon, The Nun, follows Sister Irene as she comes face to face with the demonic force Valak, the demon nun. The Nun 2, now playing only in theaters, rated R.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitch. Mm.
Donkey of the day. Mm. With Charlamagne the guy. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, it's your own people, okay? Donkey of the day for Wednesday, August 30th goes to Renee Dawn Scoglon. I know I pronounced her last name wrong. Okay?
Yes.
But Renee is from Florida, ladies and gentlemen. And what does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today is no exception, okay? Renee is 30 years old. And she will spend 2 years under community control, which is a form of house arrest, 8 years on probation, and will have to pay a fine of more than 17 grand. And personally, I don't think that is enough. In fact, I think she should get actual prison time. Why, Uncle Sharla? Why are you wishing prison time on this woman? Well, let's go to Fox 13 Tampa for the report, please.
South Dakota resident Renee Scoglin is far from home and in legal hot water that even surprised the judge.
This is really unbelievable.
Scoglin's trail of lies started when she decided to come to Tampa Bay and cheat on her husband.
That she felt guilty about this due to her marital status and she wanted to get checked for sexual transmitted diseases.
But she wanted to get tested for free. So she decided to call 911. Coglin made up a story about having car trouble and pulling over on the side of the road.
An unknown male approached her.
Because her face was covered, she couldn't describe her attacker. When police checked her cell phone and found this Walmart surveillance video of Scoglin buying the rope herself. She confessed to making the whole thing up. She was charged with making a false police report and decided to take a plea deal.
She's not even from Florida. She's from South Dakota. Came to Florida and became a Florida fool because it's in the water. All right? This woman made up a false rape report in Florida to get a free STD test. Let's just sit here for a second and take that in. Let me light my Palo Santo. Just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Renee made up a false rape report in Florida to get a free STD test. Huh? Believe all women, huh? Define all. Okay, that's what we should have asked when that foolish ass slogan became part of our lexicon. What do you mean by all? Because women like Renee can't possibly be under the umbrella of all, correct? I have so many questions. Why didn't she just go to the clinic? Okay, I did some research, and by research, I mean Google, and all I did was type in free STD testing in Florida. It's a whole website called saferstdtesting.com. It tells you all the clinics that are near you. It says right here, if you're looking for cheap STD testing clinics in the state of Florida to get an HIV, herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, or hepatitis screening for yourself or your partner, you can get tested today by selecting an option below to find an affordable STD test clinic near you. Same day STD testing locations also available with results in 1 to 2 days. Why didn't you just go to a free clinic? Now, Renee at the time was married, and she lied about this sexual assault in an attempt to get a free STD test after she had a one-night stand in Tampa. Mm-mm. So she cheated on her husband, felt guilty about it, so she decided to go get checked out for an STD, and instead of just going to a doctor or a clinic, she decided to lie about being raped so she could get a free STD test? Renee, what was your plan B? Okay, if that was plan A, what was plan B? This couldn't have been the only plan. Not to mention, you lied about a rape claim so you could get a free STD test, so clearly you hard on money, but you had money to buy rope. We looked it up. The hollow braid rope that she bought is $22. Okay, how much is an STD test in Florida? According to Google, the cost of an STD test will vary by location and test type. Some clinics, usually community or nonprofit clinics, offer free or low-cost testing. Labs, clinics, and at-home testing companies may accept insurance to cover or lower your cost of testing, and lab testing fees range from $8 to $150. You had money for an STD test, okay? I saw other sources say that an STD test in Florida is $55. The test covers syphilis and HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes test, $45. All I'm saying is, if you had money for rope, you could have gotten some money for an STD test. Hell, you had money to travel from South Dakota to Tampa to creep in the first place, okay? Renee, what about condoms? Which you, too, can get free from the clinic, all right? Two words for you, Renee. Planned Parenthood. They can help you get condoms and other birth control methods for free. Is that where inflation is taking us now? Where people can't even afford to cheat? Huh? What happened to the good old days when, you know, you got an STD and blamed it on your significant other? We used to be a country. We are getting away from traditional values, not to mention you nasty, Renee. Not only are you a despicable human who would lie about being raped, you slept with your little side piece unprotected. Bareback, shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay. You fought bare knuckle in the club and thought you lost. That's why you went to go get an STD test, okay? Lock this woman up, all right? Put her under the jail. There's too many women out here who are real victims who actually are dealing with the real trauma of being sexually assaulted, and you out here lying simply because you cheated on your husband and did the raw dog roulette with another man? Huh? Please give Renee Dawn Scoglon the biggest hee haw. What a world we live in, man.
It's wild.
You want to play a game?
I do.
All right, let's play a game of Guess What Race She Is!
All right.
Renee Dawn Scoglon from South Dakota traveled all the way to Tampa, Florida so she could do the raw dog roulette with a side piece. Thought she caught an STD, so she lied about being raped so she could get a free STD test. Mona, guess what race she is?
She is a Caucasian from the Caucasus Mountains. Shake it out.
One of Yakub's finest creations, Mona says.
Jesus.
Okay. DJ Envy.
White.
Well, don't call me white girl. And DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
You are both correct. Renee is Caucasian. She got made by Yakub on her ass cheeks.
Jesus.
Right?
What did I win?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh.
You didn't win nothing.
What gave it away? What gave it away?
The last name and the crime, too. Yeah.
Definitely okay. The crime.
Yeah.
All right.
But, and the claim of rape, too. That was a good one. Did she say, what did she say the assailant looked like? Well, she said she couldn't see him.
Yeah, couldn't see him.
Because her face was covered. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Two questions. Mm-hmm. Did she have an STD?
I have no idea.
Second question.
Mm-hmm.
You said shimmy, shimmy, ya, shimmy. What did you say?
Shimmy, shimmy, ya, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay.
Shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay. Shimmy, shimmy, ya, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay.
Give me the
ooh,
mic.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Okay. Tell Gia. I don't know why you're looking in my eyes telling me that.
You know what? All right. Peace, BET. We'll see y'all tomorrow. BET, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Everybody.
You scared the hell out of Don't Call Me White Girl just now. She gave you a crazy side eye. She was like, what is happening over here?
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051 coming out of Charlamagne's Donkey. What's the worst or dumbest lie you told to not get caught cheating?
Whoa. Wow. What the hell are you doing this morning?
What?
Damn.
It's crazy.
You done f***ed up now. You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
You look guilty.
I may have or may have not pretended to go to county jail for the week.
We're going to talk about it when we come back, all right? 800-585-1051.
Maybe.
Hey. Sure you want to confess this on air? Does this person know about it?
No, he's going to know now. He's going to know later.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Daddy calling my phone. Calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave Donkey today to who?
Renee Dawn Scolone. I think I know I'm pronouncing her last name right, but basically what this woman did was she lied about being raped so she could get a free STD test.
Mm-mm-mm.
Simple as that. Made up a false rape report claim in Florida so she could get a free STD test because she cheated on her husband.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051, what's the dumbest or worst lie you told to not get caught cheating? Now, we have our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl. Now, you said that one time you said you got locked up.
I may or may have not pretended to be stuck in jail. Because when you get locked up on Friday, you're stuck till Monday.
Yeah.
And you know cheating, the hardest part is because it's like fun, but it's a little exciting because when you're actually doing it. But that ride home, rough. What? Every song make you think of it? Any call? And that's why a lot of people start arguments with their significant other because you're just so guilty.
That's
like
right.
You're filled with guilt. So it made it so good because I had the whole weekend of like allegedly cheat and then figure out a story and then I
so
could like
wait for a whole
up.
Weekend.
Oh my God, stay warm.
So you was ignoring your phone? Did you turn it off?
Jail.
She said she was
How
in jail.
How can I ignore it if I'm locked up, Charlamagne?
Oh, so you turned your phone off so it went straight to voicemail?
I'm in prison. I did the three-way. Yo, hey, look, they're going to let me out Monday. I love you, baby. Keep your head
Come
up.
On, you call. How could you do that?
Because three-way.
Charlamagne, this is
you,
not
you
a
get a phone
thing.
Call. So she said she
my
called.
My friend, get on the phone. We pretend.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is Mona. She booked. What do I got to do to get you out? Bae is good. I'm good. They're going to let me out Monday. Court is in the morning Monday. I should be able to get out. Even got picked up from the jail.
Meanwhile, you somewhere.
Wait. So you actually drove to the jail so he could pick you up?
I got dropped off at the jail to get picked up at the jail.
You got dropped. Who dropped you off?
You got to commit to this. First of all, women, we have a tight circle. Like, I could call my friend right now and say, girl, this is my purse there because I left it last night. I ain't seen this in years. She going to be like, yeah, girl, your purse right here, the purple one.
You lied to that man. Told. What did you tell him the charge was?
Allegedly.
What did you tell him the charge was?
Shoplifting. It's believable.
Meanwhile, you somewhere leg up.
Yeah.
One arm on neck, one arm on frontal. Frontal off.
I didn't even have a frontal. Frontal was off. And it was great because I had, I had time to like really be able to, you know, get myself together. Because you know cheating, you can't come home smelling like soap. You know what I mean? You
I don't know.
Know
anything about that. Black men don't cheat.
Flip that phone. True, that is so cute. But women cheat a lot. And it was good for me because I was able, like I had that whole Sunday to have, you know what I mean? It was just good. There ain't nothing like laying up with your side on.
I am deeply disturbed by everything I just heard.
Back Jesus in the day,
Christ.
I
As
cheated
a
bit.
Faithful black man oh who don't God. Cheat. You, black men, do you hear what's going on out here?
This is hurting me.
Black men out here just being the best possible versions of ourselves,
women
not cheating.
Women are so good at cheating. Like, she's doing it to y'all mechanic.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
I killed both of y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, hey, this Hello? Is Jetta.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us the craziest lie you told your significant other so you didn't get caught cheating.
Okay, so the wildest lie that I've ever told was that I was going to take the kids trick-or-treating because I'm a Christian and I still believe in holidays, and he's a Jehovah's Witness. So I told the kid, I told him I was going to go out and trick-or-treat. And I actually just went out and got me a treat myself with him.
You was just out there tricking.
And he believed it.
So what about the kids?
Where
the kids ain't getting no trick-or-treating?
No, so the kids live with my sister and her four kids. But for me, I got the holiday off.
Too many loose ends. The kids could tell.
Yeah, the kid definitely could tell. Mom, we didn't see mom all night.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Tighten up, girl. Tighten up.
I don't like how you happy about this. You proud of this too. You proud of yourself.
I was really happy.
And you probably wore a costume, didn't you?
I was dressed up and everything.
You wore a costume, didn't you? You wore a costume. What were you?
I did. I was an angel.
No, you should have been Little Red Riding Hood. That's what you should have been.
Maybe I'll try this year.
My God. Oh, my God. Did you hear that evil laugh?
I'll do that this year.
That was weak. Try harder, girl. Do better.
Jesus.
You say it's too many loose ends?
Too many loose ends. Them children going to give it up every time. Trust me.
Hello, who's this?
It's Joe.
Joe, what's the craziest lie you told so you didn't get caught cheating?
All right, Envy. So first, let me preface this by saying I was a younger man. And black men don't cheat.
Yeah, you were exactly. No, you was a younger boy. Black boys cheat. Black men don't cheat.
And then when you're about to tell us, don't be like, okay, Envy, like I was in on it. Don't even mention
it. Nah, it ain't even man. Come on, you get that, Envy. So I thought I was going to church to a revival service.
Boy, y'all be using God. Boy, y'all be lying on God so much.
Wow. I know. but yeah, I did say that you know, she was angry at first, like, trying to figure out. But then when I said that, it kind of, like, cooled things off. But I ain't going to lie. Like, usually, you know, you're supposed to take stuff to the grave. But I just had to let that one out. I had to tell her, like, yo, this is what it is. This is what happened.
That one week, too. She could have stopped past the church. Don't work. Next. Here's
you know, the thing about men that I realized, men have no problem coming clean because we like to have good karma. You know what I'm saying? See, women... We'll take that lie to
die
the grave.
Die with the lie, sister.
But that's why y'all be getting yeast infections. Yeast infections is bad karma.
What?
If y'all would tell the truth and come clean, then your vaginas would stay clean too.
What? We're better liars. We're more diabolical. That's why we don't tell the truth, because we don't have to, because you fall for it.
And that's why y'all keep getting discharged. Men don't have that.
So you're saying that's the cause of discharge?
That is the cause of discharge. Women, whenever you lying and you keeping that secret in.
What if the panties are too small, Charlamagne? She has to change her diet.
It could be that too, but it's all of that BS you full of that got to leak out.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? If you just tell the truth and come clean, you know you won't have no more yeast infections. That's in the Bible.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the craziest lie you told not to get caught cheating? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just heard that voice, is Don't Call Me White Girl. She's our special guest co-host. And Charlamagne just said that she got a yeast infection.
No, I did not say her. I said that's science. That men, when we cheat, our conscience eats us up so bad that we come clean. And that's why our karma stays clean. But I said women take it to the grave. And that's why they have yeast infections.
And discharges.
And vaginal discharge. Because that's all that BS that y'all holding on inside of you. That y'all should just come clean about, and you wouldn't have yeast infections and discharge no more. That's science, y'all.
Well, this topic comes from Charlamagne Donkey today. This lady,
this lady named Renee Dawn Scoglon. Mm-hmm. I think I said her name
definitely
right.
Definitely not.
She cheated on her husband and then lied about being raped just so she could get a free STD test.
That is wild.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What's the craziest lie you told to get out of cheating? And we have Julian on the line.
Yes, sir.
Julian, what's the craziest lie you told?
So I told a girl I was going back home one weekend, back to my mom's house, because I had a funeral the next day. I had one of my aunties had passed away.
Man, come on.
He said it was a fake auntie, though, right?
Weak.
Yeah, I made a fake name. It wasn't my auntie for real.
Why you think that's weak, Mona?
Again, too many loose ends. You know women were newsy. What's the obituary? What she have on? How was the service? Who preached? You can't keep up with all that, brother.
You ain't bring back a little flyer? What's the
obituary?
It's not a flyer. It's obituary. You act like it's a party. You brought back the flyer?
Yeah.
But even if randomly at a family event she's looking for, because it's always up on the, you know, on the etage or on the fireplace. Yeah. Too many loose ends, brother.
What kind of food they served at the repast?
Come on, you know how to get down.
Hello, who's this?
Hugh Janus.
Hey, good morning. What's the craziest lie you told so you didn't get caught cheating?
So I told my baby dad that I was going to learn how to work the stock market and that I was being taught how to, you know, properly purchase shares and all that. And I didn't get caught. But if he was smart, he would have known when I came home that I ain't come back knowing more than I left.
Wow. Like a one-on-one training with somebody? That's what you told him? Or like a class? Yeah.
It was like a one-on-one training.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you wasn't learning stocks. You was learning.
But
you was up and down on that D. That's what you was doing.
Jesus
Listen,
Christ.
Listen, that was the first time I got lifted up in the air and things got crazy. So,
Worth it.
I went up like a rocket. Stock market was up that.
I don't like how y'all calling up here like this just regular.
Yeah, there's no
first
remorse.
First time you get picked up, worth it, girl.
I don't mean nobody sounding sorry.
I'm a big girl. First time I got picked up, I almost paid for life insurance and stuff. That was like a moment. I still remember him. I still think
nobody
about you.
Nobody sounding sorry. I don't sound sorry for
Sorry for what? First time being picked up? Crazy. Shout out to you. You know who you are, boy.
You know who you are.
Listen, I don't know how many Epsom salt baths he needed because I'm a big girl, but he did it. And I remember, I love you.
One thing about Mona, she's a good person to do a crime with.
What?
You're the good person
Holding
to do a
down.
Crime with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got ideas. I think fast on my feet.
Yeah.
And I don't tell.
Word.
But what's the moral of the story? The
moral of the story is if you're going to do a crime, do it with Don't Call Me.
Come get me, baby.
Come get me, baby. All right. We got rumors on the way, so don't go anywhere. A lot to discuss.
I feel like cursing out my wife right now for no goddamn reason.
No,
don't y'all feel like
woman.
That? You don't feel like that?
Hell no.
Just because?
You know what I'm saying?
Just
woman.
Because.
Nope.
Yeah, but goddamn, boy, y'all women then make me piss me off.
Women are rough, though, with it, for real.
Lord, and they just calling up here like it's normal. Yeah.
But they can go all day.
Let it go. I got away with it.
Go all day. That ain't You ain't even let the hoes through yet.
Yeah.
The hoes ain't get through. That ain't That's all weak
All right, man. We got to discuss Billy Porter when we come back. He's banned from the Met Gala, and I'll tell you why. It's the Breakfast Club in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have our special guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl. And let's get to the rumors.
It's about time.
I'm from Philadelphia. Don't Call Me a White Girl is more wrapped up in me loving being a black woman versus me not liking white people. So it's just fit. Don't Call Me White Girl.
This is the rumor report.
Call me the white girl. I'm not white.
Why you being weird to me?
On the Breakfast Club.
Some of you say I educate you, which is cool, but I want to make you laugh.
I can't believe anybody ever called you a white girl. Ain't nothing about you white.
I used to get hate mail like, just because you have black children doesn't mean you're black. I think they think I'm like a Whoa Vicky kind of thing, you know? Like I'm trying to be, or I'm putting on a little more. And honestly, if you don't have any black people in your family that's this light, or you've never seen that, you might think so. You know what I mean? Because I'm that pale, but I am all black. My mother's really like me. My father's really dark.
Yeah. You're one of the biggest niggas I ever met, Mo. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I am the biggest nigga you gonna meet.
That's right.
Jesus. Like, and I love that about myself.
I love it about you.
I think my name fits me.
What you want?
Don't call me white girl.
Which name?
Because you know when you license, they call you white girl.
You know I'm not Spanish. All I'm saying is that nothing. No, I don't
you
think
know I'm white. Spanish. You know I'm black.
Nobody asked you that.
I know that you're black now, but I used to think you were a poppy. And when I first met Jason Lee, I called him Poppy. He was like, "What you call me, girl?"
I thought you were Puerto Rican. He is.
I'm not.
No, he's black.
I'm black.
Well, you know what they say about Puerto Ricans.
What?
They're niggas that can swim.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it. Billy Porter reportedly is banned. Billy Porter is banned from the Met Gala after referring to Anna Wintour as a bitch. Now, this is over the Harry Styles Vogue cover. Now, they said that the fashion guru's invite to the event was revoked because he referred to the industry icon Anna Wintour as a bitch.
What's the problem? What you mean? I don't see the problem.
You can't say that about her.
Yeah, if this is my event, you going to call me a B-word and think I'm going to invite you?
Yeah, I'm going to revoke it too. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I might not even revoke it. I might let you get to the door and then throw you out.
That's even better. He got here all dressed up. No, you're not welcome.
Did he say it in a nasty way or was it like, bitch?
I didn't even hear him say it. I don't know what he's talking about.
All right, now, Sexy Red. There's one thing that she hates, and that's when people say she looks like Young Thug.
Free Jerry.
Have you gotten into it with any fans? Like, responded? What was something that just had you twisting and you responded to somebody?
I hate when they say I look like Young Thug, because no, the f*** you do not look like.
Yes, y'all do.
But you knew that. You had them before you got
famous. But now it's worse. It's
what
a lot of
What about the girl you beat up? Is she hating on you still?
All the bitches that beat up still don't like me.
I can see it. They don't look alike, but they look like they could be kin. You know what I'm saying?
Family members, absolutely.
Yeah, they could be brother and sister.
After meeting her in person, I definitely think it's her hair choice. It's the way she, like, it's her choices. Mm-hmm. Hair does a lot for a woman.
Well, it's the glasses. Yeah, they got similar, not tats, but the piercings.
In the style of glasses. So I think with her, because just her bare face, she's a really, really pretty girl. She doesn't look like a man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing, anything like that. She doesn't look like that man.
Yeah. They just look like they could be Ken. That's all.
Correct.
Yeah. And kind of like the same body shape a little bit.
That's where we draw the line. That's the next time.
What you mean? Like they both tall.
And thin.
Long. Yeah.
And that
you
was,
don't think so?
No.
Oh.
And that was the interview with Funny Marco.
Freak the Funny Marco.
Yeah. What up, Funny Marco?
Now, shout out to Marco.
Now, Fat Joe talks about him wanting to retire and who kept him away from retirement.
You know, I owe Eminem so many favors.
Yeah.
Like, I have used my relationship with this guy to oblivion. You hear me? No, I swear to God. I owe
him. Lean Back Remix? What is that?
Lean Back Remix. He was on the Lord Above. He, yeah. The man, you know, he tried to talk me out of retirement. Mm. I was in my mother's house, shirt off, topless. My phone rings a number I don't know. Thank God I picked it up. It's Eminem. He starts trying to convince me for a whole hour. Don't leave us. He almost was depressed that I was leaving our era. Mm. Don't leave us. You still got it. He said, I purposely start listening to all your music to see if maybe you should retire. No way. You got it. Stay in here, Joe. I'm like, yeah.
I like that. He has to do his homework. Make sure.
It's an honor to
me. The boss is still
short. He's a god. Yeah. You know, he's a god. Eminem's a god.
Fat Joe really is one of the best storytellers of all time. It's his attention to detail. Because he could have just said he in his mama house. But he said, I was in my mama house, shirt off, topless.
He could have just said shirt off.
You know what I mean? He didn't have to give us that, but it's just his attention to detail.
I can envision him on a plastic covered couch with his boots out.
You see it, feeling good, feeling free. I'm relaxed. Because you think about it, he said he was thinking about retirement.
Right.
There's nothing more relaxed than that. I'm at my mama's house, shirt off, topless.
Box fan.
You know what I'm saying? Basketball shorts on, slides, cool, and probably barefoot.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Barefoot Joe, topless.
Come on, man.
Stop.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. And reminding you guys, Charlamagne got his Mental Health Alliance.
Well, the Mental Wealth Expo is Saturday, October 7th from 10 a.m. No, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis Times Square in New York City. It's my third annual Mental Wealth Expo. It's a day of mental health education and healing. We bring in some of the best mental health experts and, you know, psychiatrists and therapists and mental health advocates. And it's a free event. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All ages are welcome. Everybody gets in free. And, you know, you just come and get this information from 11 a.m. To 4 p.m. I'm trying to get Mona to come. I don't know if she's going to pull up, though.
I will pop out. Let's go.
Why not?
Why not? I mean, I should be an advocate for mental health. Clearly, I am healthy mentally.
All right, we'll get to the mix.
Go to mentalwealthexpo.com for more information.
Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The darkest evil in the Conjuring universe returns in The Nun 2. The sequel to the worldwide phenomenon, The Nun, follows Sister Irene as she comes face to face with the demonic force Valak, the demon nun. The Nun 2, now playing only in theaters, rated R. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Don't call me white girl. Mona, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really, really enjoy myself. I really, really appreciate that.
Let me ask you a question. Do we got to fight you to come back up here again? Because we've been trying to get you up here for months.
You got my number, my email, and you know all my secrets. So I'll be up here.
Okay. We need Mona up here. Mona's a very entertaining person.
Absolutely.
But more than that, you know, I think that you are a very real, real person. Like, you're not afraid to be yourself. And we live in this era nowadays where everybody performing, everybody pretending, everybody fronting. They're getting on these, you know, platforms and just pretending to be things that they're not, just for engagement. You're not doing that. You being yourself and you being rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I rock with you a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
You want to shout anybody out or no?
I am doing, of course, the podcast drops today, the visual and the audio. So check my podcast out. The podcast is named after me. Don't call me white girl. You can listen to wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple. You can watch me on Breakbeats YouTube. Of course, slide through my Instagram. Check out my link tree. Follow me on all socials. I'm on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. And I got two pages just in case they get on my back again. I'm also going to be in my first movie.
What?
Yeah, calm down, guys. It's a Tubi movie, but I don't get murdered.
Still something.
It's called Y'all Drawing, right out of Philadelphia. Shout out to Boom for giving me the opportunity, and I'm excited about that. I almost forgot. So, yeah. And shout out to my dog, Miss Pat. Miss Pat says she loves y'all. She loves me.
We love Miss Pat.
That's my girl. Love Miss Pat.
For sure. Miss Pat's giving me, I met Miss Pat in May. She's giving me buku opportunities, and I really, really appreciate it. That's my OG, triple OG. But
she put you in something yet?
Yeah, she did. We can't talk about it, but we filmed in Atlanta. It is so different from what she normally does. People are going to be super excited, and it's funny as F.
I would love to see Miss Pat and Mona on screen together.
Oh, my God. It's a good one. It's a good one. I feel like it was so funny because she was cracking up tears in her eyes that even if, because you know with TV stuff, a lot of it ends up on the editing room floor. Mm-hmm. Even if they chop half of it, it's still all good material. Yeah. Me, D-Ray, it's good.
Shout out to D-Ray.
That's my dog.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, I do. I just want to remind people, too, man, make sure you go to mentalwealthexpo.com to get more information about my Mental Wealth Expo, which is happening October 7th at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, New York City. It is a free event in honor of World Mental Health Day, a day of mental health and healing education. Some of the best therapists and psychiatrists and mental health experts and mental health advocates will all be there to give you this information and get you started on your healing journey. Once again, it's a free event. All ages are welcome, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Marriott Marquis, Times Square, New York City. For more information, visit mentalwealthexpo.com. And the positive note is simply this. You better be careful. You really need to beware because it is a quick transition from a nourishing sense of gratitude to a poisonous sense of entitlement. Be careful.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.